Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. My friends, please watch Europe and the Middle East, because events are taking place over there right now which will have an influence on the entire world. You've all heard about the deal which European nations have come up with to rescue Greece and save it from bankruptcy, but do you also know who was fundamentally responsible for this deal? Let me read to you what the international press had to say about this. Here's an article by BBC News dated March 26, saying, "It was, as it is so often the case, German approval that swung it. And it is a deal done on German terms." MSNBC and the Associated Press added to this on March 25. "The deal at a summit meeting Thursday night in Brussels was a clear victory for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who had taken a tough line on any bailout." Der Spiegel Online, a German magazine, wrote on March 26, "German Chancellor Angela Merkel managed to convince the rest of the Eurozone to back her concept for a Greek bailout. In the end, it was like dominoes. French President Nicolas Sarkozy indicated his agreement early in the week. The rest of the Eurozone leaders followed just prior to the beginning of the European Union summit in Brussels on Thursday evening." It goes on to say that even the tabloid Bild found room for a bit of Merkel-related triumphalism. "By taking on our chancellor, Europe has bit of more than it can chew," read the paper's Thursday headline. Merkel sees the new German toughness as providing a way forward for the Eurozone. Indeed, she even appeared prepared to abandon her famous pragmatism in her defense of the euro. And of course, the euro was saved, as it was predicted by us some programs ago. But it was done, as we just heard, on German terms. Reuters wrote on March 26, "The masks have fallen. From now on, we will all be living in a more German Europe." In the tradition of the EU leadership, it was Euro co-founders France and Germany who negotiated the compromise on Greece that was then ratified by the other 14 Eurozone members and eventually by the whole 27-nation EU. And it was so blatant that a EU diplomat was quoted as saying, "Next time you might as well just phone to find out what's being agreed by France and Germany." And then the article goes on to say, "For those outside the Eurozone or the EU, the outcome could be a two-class Europe, in which an inner core under strong German influence increasingly calls the shots." You see, my friends, the Bible has prophesied thousands of years ago that that is exactly what's going to happen, that Europe will unite one more time prior to the return of Christ, and it will ultimately be led by a core Europe of 10 nations or groups of nations under German leadership. So that's why it's so remarkable what is happening right now in Europe. At the same time, we find that the Catholic Church is increasingly under attack for their abominable sex scandal. But as so often, as it has happened time and again in history, when the Catholic Church was being criticized, it became the aggressor. And now we see that rather than having admitted culpability and responsibility, the Pope has been quiet about the affairs in Germany and Europe and in other places. And the Vatican has come to his defense. And recently on a CNN show, the Larry King show, there was one leading Catholic who was just shouting and screaming about those who dare to criticize and attack the Pope. And one exorcist of the Catholic Church even went so far as to say that the devil is the one who's inspiring those news reporters to write those terrible articles. What a shame. And the Catholics around the world are becoming disillusioned by their leadership, by the Pope, but they are too much Catholic in their hearts that they would actually take the consequence of getting out of that organization. But you see, the Bible says, get out of an organization which is laden with sins. It says, "Come out of her, my people," talking about modern Babylon, "lest you participate in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues," which God is going to pour out on a corrupt system. But the Bible is saying that in these end times, there will be a political and a religious leader leading Europe one more time, and they will actually then fight against the returning Jesus Christ. And most of the people in the world will follow them, not knowing how deceived they are. It's high time, my friends, that you wake up if you are deceived, that you know where God's word is, and where God's church is, and where it's being preached, and where the counterfeits are, so that you don't fall prey to those who are doing away with the commandments of God. Now, in addition, we find something interesting and remarkable happening in the Middle East. And the Bible has also prophesied for thousands of years that ultimately Arab states will unite against Israel with the declared goal to wipe out Israel off the map, and that Europe will be part of it. Now notice to this article, and take note of this, which was published by the AFP on March 27. It says, Arab leaders open the annual summit on Saturday, determined to send a clear message to Israel that any plan to Judaize Jerusalem would spell doom for the Middle East peace process. The summit is the first to be hosted by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, the longest-serving Arab head of state who considers Israel the enemy. It goes on to say that Libya has invited UN chief Ben Ki-moon, or Ki-moon, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, and Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to address Saturday's opening session. Ben arrived Friday and met with Arab officials, including Abbas, to brief them on last week's meeting of the Middle East Quartet, the United States, European Union, Russia, and the United Nations, which called on Israel to halt settlements. What we are seeing is the beginning of a process which will lead to a confederation of Arab nations against Israel, supported by Europe. All of these things are happening right now all together, while at the same time the United States' influence in the world is going downhill. All of this is prophesied, my friends. And so we see that prophecy is taking place in front of your very eyes. But the question is, what are you going to do about it? It's not enough to just know about it. God requires action from us if we know what to do and what not to do. And the first action you and I must take is to disassociate ourselves, even in our minds, from the corrupt systems of this world, the political and the religious systems which are opposed to God and which are opposed to what God requires of his disciples to do. Let's make sure we understand where God's word is being preached and what it says, and let's take action accordingly. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.